Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks like at least in our neck of the woods that planting delays will continue.
Well, Dave, we will not see a lot of precipitation over the weekend. We do have a chance with the second cold front that is pushing towards the area from the upper Midwest. Now, I'd have to say it is in the Midwest as it stretches across from northeastern Nebraska in through and across the northern half of Iowa. As that second cold front of two pushes into our area, could trigger some thunderstorms that drop some locally heavy rainfall, but we're not looking at widespread rainfall in our area. So, again, we can't stand another drop of rain. We need a nice long prolonged period of dry weather, and unfortunately nothing like that is showing up in the forecast models, and I don't see anything that indicates that the models are all that drastically wrong. So we will continue to see delays, maybe a few locations that are missed out on the individual storms could possibly see a little bit of field work, but it's just not a very cooperative weather pattern for us. And as bad as it looks for us, even worse to our south and to our southwest, sections of the mid-south all the way from the wheat fields of Kansas across Missouri and Arkansas, they are getting pounded today. Just an incredible storm system that is rolling across Missouri right now, dropping heavy rainfall, damaging winds in excess of 80 miles per hour rolling across that area. Already quite a few locations with flood warnings and more to come. So, again, just not a real nice scenario for anybody in the agricultural markets across the Midwest, the Mid-South. The Delta has their own problems with already some heavy rain in place. And looking at some of the drought indicators, the only locations that could stand rain would be across central and southern Texas and across southern and central Florida. The rest of the entire country to the east of the Rocky Mountains, there's enough moisture in the ground right now, in fact, in many locations, a little bit too much moisture. Now, the 6 to 10 day outlooks for the region will continue to indicate above average precipitation for a pretty good swath of the Midwest. Right now, the time frame from the 13th through the 17th of the month, according to the Climate Prediction Center, has above average precipitation stretching all the way from the eastern Dakotas through all of Iowa, all of Illinois, all of Missouri, most of Indiana and Michigan, above average precipitation. Lesser chances but likelihood of above average precipitation on the periphery of that, and the only areas that will be shortchanged on precipitation according to this outlook would be across central and southern Texas, and generally across central, actually a good portion of Florida looks to be below average on the precipitation during the 6 to 10 and as well as the 8 to 14 day trend, but at least in indications for that 2 week outlook, some areas of the Midwest, mainly to the west and northwest, start to see lesser amounts of precipitation. But that also comes with temperatures that will likely be cooler across the upper Midwest as above average temperatures start to spread from the western states into our area. Again, that would help to increase the drying rate, but we need a lot more dry weather, and conditions just not favorable for that across the area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola,